Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The American Academy of Pediatrics supports access and healthcare for sexual minority youth. That would include lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth. This is something that is rather new, and my guest is Dr. David Levine. He's the professor of pediatrics at Morehouse School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Levine. Let's speak about this support for access. Do you think up until this, and I love that AAP is doing this, that access to care, is this a big disparity for youth in this group?
It depends on which population of sexual minority youth we're talking about. For young people that actually have family support, school connectiveness, they actually are quite resilient young people and often will be coming to our offices just under the auspices of getting annual checkups, sports physicals, etc., or health problems, etc. But because of the health disparities that some members of the LGBTQ communities face, it's more that for that group, it is very important for us to actually obtain a confidential history about both sexual behaviors as well as sexual orientation. The access issue becomes more of an issue for the youth that are disengaged, unfortunately. Unfortunately, there still are families that have put their children out if they have come out in terms of homosexuality, and young people that have been basically cast off have terrible risks in terms of using drugs to self-medicate against depression, high rates of suicidality, and high rates of sexually transmitted infections and HIV. So that's the group that we're trying to work on in terms of getting more access and for them to really be welcomed into the medical community to obtain the services that they need to allow the young people to reduce their risks and to maximize their potential.
Now, when you speak of, you know, some of the challenges and the health needs, and you mentioned depression, I would think especially for questioning youth and whether their parents are involved or not, this is probably a very, very confusing time. How does a pediatrician deal with a youth that's questioning their homosexuality and that depression issue? You know, because I imagine at school there's pressure and it's got to be a very difficult time.
It can be, well, adolescence can be a difficult time for anybody.
Of course it can, yes.
And of course, sexual orientation can be part of that picture. So if you have somebody that is questioning that's in your office, the most important thing that the pediatrician can let them know is, well, number one is to have an open ear and allow the adolescent to talk and express their feelings. And then it's very important for the pediatrician to validate what they're feeling and let them know that what they're feeling, whether they turn out to be gay, whether they turn out to be straight, whether they consider themselves straight but have an occasional sexual behavior with the same gender, that this is actually okay, that they're normal, and that they should be accepted and validated.
Well, so what can parents do to aid children on their path? You mentioned some parents, and this is obviously a political hot button, Dr. Levine. It's absolutely something that, you know, goes along party lines, goes back and forth. The religious people are involved. I mean, it's really kind of a big topic in that way. But barring all that, parents that want to be a good part, that want to be involved and make sure their children stay safe from sexually transmitted disease and that their depression and confusion is helped and taken care of, what can they do to help their children on this path?
Yeah, the first thing is the parents need to help themselves to allow themselves to be there for their children. And some of that involves their own development. Some of that can be in discussions with their pediatrician. Pediatricians should also direct families to support services. should the family be in a urban area, there likely would be parent support services to help them work through their own issues. But even for people that are in rural America that don't have access, national organizations like Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gay, PFLAG.org is their website, has an amazing amount of resources to help families to work through their own issues. Because once the parent is able to be there for their child and accept them unconditionally, that's what children and adolescents need. Sexual identity is part of the picture, but parents obviously don't like everything that their child does. But that doesn't mean that the child should not feel that the parent has their back, loves them, and cares for them 24/7, regardless of what their choices are. And in this case, we're not talking about sexual identity being a choice. We're talking about the choice that the adolescent is facing is to share that part of their identity with their parents.
Well, along those lines, do you think that it is a fearful thing as they are sharing this identity, as they are coming into their own and trying to realize whether or not they can open up to the people that they love? Is there a worry there that if they tell their pediatrician that now it's on their record somehow, medical records, that it could follow them to a job and that someone will see? Do you know these kinds of things?
Oh, absolutely. We are concerned about confidentiality always in adolescent medicine, especially related to electronic health records. But electronic health records, if they are properly configured and installed, can actually have a kind of toggle on-off switch for social history, so that when the parent requests records, which they are entitled to, that the social history is not included so that the adolescent's confidentiality is not violated. That's actually another policy statement of the American Academy of Pediatrics that the Committee on Adolescence has worked on, is to really address that major issue, because between breaches related to electronic health records and breaches related to insurance explanation of benefits going home, those are two things that can violate an adolescent's confidentiality. Wouldn't necessarily go against any local laws, but certainly goes against the ethics that are being emphasized by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Committee on Adolescence.
And where health needs and challenges are coming in, we've mentioned sexually transmitted diseases and depression and some other things. Now, are they subject to any other things, bullying, you know, increased peer pressure, these kinds of things that a pediatrician can help them with as well?
Absolutely. Bullying and harassment is obviously worse for sexual minority youth than it is for the average person. And the average person is damaged by bullying. The literature on bullying shows that the person that's being bullied is damaged, the person who's doing the bullying is damaged, and who's a spectator that says nothing is being damaged. When you look at their risks for violence afterwards, for all three of those people, it goes up. So pediatricians need to be able to talk to young people. And of course, if the young person shares that they've been bullied, then for me, my next step is it okay if we talk to your parents about this? Because we've gotten the information in the auspices of a confidential history. Now, of course, if we find out that there is a true threat to the child in terms of injury, then pediatricians certainly are within their rights to violate that child's confidentiality, because it's in their best interest to prevent assault or injury. But in general, what we would try to do is to get the adolescent to allow us to talk to the parents, get the parents involved, get the school involved, to get rid of this homophobic, specifically bullying and teasing.
And actually, in that way, along those lines, it does help if the pediatrician can ask that child and get their permission, because that will build up that sort of, you know, trust that they need so badly. This is the American Academy of Pediatrics supporting access for care for sexual minority youth. And it's so important that we help our children through whatever phases and difficult situations and things that they have to face, no matter what it is for our children. This is Radio MD. Stay well.